Well, this morning we have joining us on the phone Ken Seide, who's the director of the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Ken, good morning.
Hello. Glad to be with you.
Yeah, thanks so much for the time. You guys have a pretty exciting event coming up on December 13th. Get a chance to, I guess, show off a little Hollywood royalty.
Well, yes. You've got to flash all the way back to 1969. The summer of 69 is when the movie Cold Turkey was filmed here in Greenfield. That was 45 years ago. Makes me feel a little old to say that because I can remember that event. But Norman Lear was the director and producer of that film, and he is coming back to Greenfield for a visit.
That's pretty exciting that you get an opportunity after all these years. You know, flashing back to that time, the community really had a lot of fun with this production, and I think the stars did too while they were there.
Oh, yes, very much so. It was the movie starred Dick Van Dyke, Bob Newhart, Tom Poston, Gene Stapleton, and I think what was especially true, it involved so much of the town. The town square played a central role as a location. So many people here were involved as extras in the movie. So it really did create, a real bond. It is kind of rare for Hollywood, certainly today, compared to today. The interaction between the community and the production company was really something special. And Mr. Lear has said a number of times in different ways that really established a special place in his heart for Iowa. He has been back a couple of times. The community put together a 30-year celebration back in 99, and Mr. Lear and Dick Van Dyke and Tom Poston and several of the other stars came back for that. So that is a testimony to the link that still exists, and this is just going to be the latest episode in that.
Well, and how accessible they were. I remember in 1999 coming down and doing some things there as part of the media there that was gathered for all the events. And, you know, we think of Hollywood as being someplace far, far away, and the people that are associated with Hollywood as being far, far away from where we are in life and things. And they were very accessible when they're here, and I think you see that kind of from Norman Lear, too. He really took a shine to the area, to the folks, and I think that really kind of brought down some of those walls we sometimes perceive are there.
Yes, that was part of it. Reading in the newspaper, going back and seeing some of the clippings that were written at the time, the articles that were written by my father, who is the newspaper editor of the Free Press here in Greenfield at that time, they were very accessible. There's one great photo that I have that I enjoy that typifies that. It's of Dick Van Dyke sitting down on the corner of the courthouse lawn with a group of kids, and he's playing guitar with them, and singing with them, and that was just an impromptu moment. He wasn't busy filming, so he just wandered off to the other side of the square and talked to people who were there. Very informal, very accessible. And that just fanned out throughout the community. The production team that worked with so many of the extras, it just, in a way, became a part of life here during that summer.
Well, and stars didn't come much bigger than Dick Van Dyke in that era.
Yes, he was certainly very well known, and of course, a lot of the other ones then went on to more fame. Certainly, Norman Lear was established as a producer and director by the time he did Cold Turkey, but then it was just a few years after that that All in the Family was such a smash hit, became a smash hit on TV, and then he went on to do so many other well-known shows, situation comedies, The Jeffersons, Sanford and Son, and so many of those. So even if his reputation wasn't made by the time he was here in Greenfield, it certainly was in the years that followed. So he really is a legendary Hollywood figure.
Well, it's been a long time now, obviously, 45 years since the filming, and a lot of folks have come and gone since that time. You know, communities turn over and things, too, but why is there still this attachment to this movie in the area, in the Greenfield area, Ken? Is part of it the fact that the movie was just such a fun movie?
Yes, I think that's part of it. And certainly, as we've said before, there were so many people involved in it, locals as well as people from the surrounding area who came down just to watch it or to be extras in it. Oftentimes, as people come through Greenfield here or come to see the Opera House where I'm at, they will mention, oh, they remember Cold Turkey, or they remember a scene, or maybe they were even an extra that came down for the day. So I think that's a part of it. And just the nature of the movie. The movie was about that fictional town that had to band together to quit smoking to win the $25 million prize. The nature of the movie kind of spoke to community, and it really was, in real life, a community involved in it. So I think that's a nice overlap there.
Well, and somewhat timely when you consider the cultural issue of smoking these days.
Right. And now it's such a given that people should give up smoking. That it was not so much the case back then in 1969. That was still a bit on the cutting edge. Smoking was much more prevalent then. But still, it drew some attention, I see, from the newspaper clippings. The health implications were there. There was the push there that it's better for you to not smoke. And so it was a bit out in front on some of that.
You bet. Well, Norman Lear coming to town in Greenfield on Saturday, December 13th, as part of a weekend trip for him here to Iowa. Can you talk a little bit about what the public will find if they stop into Greenfield here that weekend?
Sure. We're still putting together some of the program, but Mr. Lear is scheduled to arrive at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, the 13th. We're at work putting together an exhibit for our lobby gallery here at the Warren Cultural Center of some of the Cold Turkey artifacts, memorabilia. We might have a few Eagle Rock signs. We're working with our local history museum and a few other sources to put together an exhibit so people can relive that a little bit. That's at the start of the day. I will just mention the bookend on the other end of the day, sometime about 1 o'clock or 1:15 on Saturday, we'll have a free showing of the movie here at the Warren Cultural Center. But in between, Mr. Lear will be here. He is out promoting his memoir, his new book, and so he will certainly be making some remarks to us here in the crowd, some of his memories as a producer and director and everything that he's done, but I'm sure Greenfield and Iowa is going to play a central part in all of that. There will be a time for some questions and answers. I think you'll do a book signing as part of that. We're trying to contact people who had a role in the movie, played a part in the movie, to have them on hand, at least to say hello or to recognize them. So we're excited about all of that.
Well, it sounds like quite an opportunity for the town of Greenfield to be able to have this after all these years once again. And, you know, as you said, it's not just the community of Greenfield. It's all over southwest Iowa. You can talk to a lot of folks these days who remember perhaps as a child, maybe their folks thought this was a once-in-a-lifetime chance to experience something like this and hopped in the car, took them down there, got a chance to visit a little bit, maybe pick up some mementos and things. There are a lot of memories from around the area from that day.
Yes, there are. Though it is surprising to hear, I've had more than one conversation with some younger people in the community who don't remember the movie firsthand, maybe haven't even seen the movie, and as a matter of fact, maybe don't recognize the name Norman Lear or even the show All in the Family. There's a younger generation that's not a top-of-mind memory for them, but it's a chance for them to find out a little bit about it and really have a unique opportunity to get up close and personal to see and hear and in such a close personal way from a Hollywood legend. It doesn't happen too often.
Well, I'm really impressed at the way it was back then. I grew up in Dubuque, Iowa, and there were a couple of movies filmed there when I was in junior high and high school, and it was very much closed off. They used a part of the town. They were looking for an older area town as a backdrop, and it was very much gated off. You know, it was okay for folks to kind of gather around and look over the fence kind of a thing, you know, to watch what was going on. But to be able to just kind of sit around and maybe actually have a star walk up, sit down and visit with you, that just wasn't going to happen. And this was a special opportunity in Greenfield. I think that's one of the reasons it's so endeared to the community.
Yeah, I would agree. I know some of the other movies that have been filmed more recently, it is a different experience. There was, The Bridges of Madison County, of course, next door over and around Winterset. The accessibility wasn't there. It's just a different time, I suppose. There was more of an innocence and more of an openness to the whole process back then, 45 years ago, as compared to now. But it certainly has had the lasting results. We're hoping to hear maybe by video from some of the stars that were in the movie who would send their greetings to Norman Lear at the program. That's still in the works. We'll have to see how all of that comes together.
Outstanding. It's neat that they have that kind of a bond after all this time.
Yes.
Well, if folks want to learn more about what's going on and keep up to date on what's happening leading up to Saturday, December 13th, can they do that online, Ken?
Yes, probably the best channel for that would be our Facebook page, Warren Cultural Center, on Facebook. I'll also be posting things on our website, which is warrenculturalcenter.com, and checking local media for the programming. But at the heart of it is that time on Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until noon is when he's going to be here. Let me just add as well, the first step in him coming out here is to appear at the Celebrate Iowa Gala, which is put on by the Department of Cultural Affairs, the state of Iowa. That is on the preceding evening, Friday the 12th. He will be in Des Moines. He is the guest of honor at that gathering. And really, credit should go to the Department of Cultural Affairs and Produce Iowa, the Iowa Film Office, for arranging a lot of the making the arrangements for Mr. Lear to come here to Iowa. That was the first step in getting him here, and then helping us arrange to get him out here to Greenfield on the next day. We'd appreciate very much their help. It makes for a nice trip. I would like to think that it wouldn't be complete for Mr. Lear or for us without him making a stop here.
You bet. Well, and I'm sure he'll still recognize many of the things, too, where sometimes things change. Oftentimes in our small towns, a lot of the good things stay the same.
Yes. I think you'll recognize the town square. You know, just from my own perspective here, sitting here in the Warren Cultural Center, the Opera House, when he was here, this was pretty much a derelict building. They found their way in and up into the turret to put a false clock in the turret window that plays a key part in the climactic scene at the end of the movie. But he hasn't seen the finished opera house here, and we are anxious for him to see it and for us to show that off to him.
Very good. Well, folks want to stop by on Saturday, December 13th. The key thing to remember is it's a free event.
Yes, and we want a big crowd here. We want to give him a good Iowa small-town welcome, and everyone's invited.
Excellent. Ken, thanks so much for your time. Good luck with this project.
Thank you.